Hey, good morning. It is April the 11th, and this episode of the Guy R. Cook Report is about SEO Tips Tuesday. Thanks for being with us today. If it's your first time, here's the secret. You go to the Guy R. Cook Report.podbean.com, and the link will be there to go to the show notes that we're looking at right now. And this episode, we're talking about using search and social at the same time. So if you live in two different countries, Searchlandia and Socialstan, I copied that from the post. And let's go take a look at the post. How to optimize content for both search and social, plus a headline hack that strikes the balance. So this is from CopyBlogger, a fellow named Andy Crestedina. Let's just call him Andy for short and keep it legal. Andy says, imagine one topic, one message, united in quality, but with two separate and equal powerful sources of traffic, search and social. So can one post, one blog article, be optimized for both? Andy says, yes, it can. When it happens, the traffic is greater than the sum of its channels, because you're going to get the search traffic, you'll get the social traffic, like LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, etc. So he goes on to say, we're not here to do the math. We're not going to add up the traffic from all the channels and see which one is pushing the total higher. Okay? We're not going to do that. The article goes on to say, optimize first for strength. And so the goal is to indicate relevance, not to trick a robot. Not to come up with a keyword phrase that robots are going to go, yeah, this might be spam. So you do the SEO, like always. Use that phrase in your title, in the header, in the meta description, and the body text, of course. And the tiny, barely visible places, like alternate text on images and file names of images, not as important as the primary spots we just said about the title and the header and the meta descriptions and the body text. So take a look at this post. It's got some good information about flying both flags over the company, both Searchlandia and what was the other one? Searchlandia and Socialstan, I think. So give that a look. There's a lot of information there, and I want to go back and talk about the show notes a bit. The second item down in today's episode, the Guy R. Cook Report questions. In terms of SEO tips, this is a great one, and it's about improving your brand recognition online. So if you go into LinkedIn, you might do a post that just says, not so much, buy my stuff, or why you should buy from me. It might start off with something you don't know about our company, and then go on with one of the questions there. We'll put together an interview for you, if you like, and do the interview here in the Guy R. Cook Report, and make it a part of the episode for a given day. Next one down, starting here, planning session guide. So if you've got a new landing page, a new instance of the website article-wise, take a look at this planning session guide. I think you're going to like it. It works on mobile. I just tweaked it and reacquainted it with bigger fonts that you need to have for looking at it on mobile, at least for my eyes. And so I hope that you'll enjoy that and make use of it. Follow us on all these things on the side, Blogorama, Blog Directory. And there's a link there to be a patron on Podbean. And speaking of patrons, thanks to each and every patron. We appreciate ever so much the support that you give us. And we wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have patrons. And the shout-outs, right there in the notes, you can see them. Fraser Ramsey from Edinburgh Dusters, a great idea. I'm glad you came up to me one Thursday afternoon and said, how about doing the cook report? And blah, blah, blah. It's evolved to this point. Thanks to Eileen Smith for letting me know about Screencast-O-Matic. Her website, one of them, basicblogtips.com. Give that a look. If you're a blogger, you're going to like what you see. And Friends Just Chatting. That's now evolved to being a group on Facebook. Go there and find out what they've got going on. There's been some talk about they're going to do a podcast, perhaps. So we'll see if that happens. And hopefully that you'll be a part of the audience for that adventure. Thanks for listening. If you're watching us on YouTube, we'd invite you to subscribe to the channel. And hopefully these little snippets of your day that we provide some web development information will be worth the time spent. And on that note, there's a Spreaker button. There's an iTunes button for obvious reason, because we're on Podbean. We're on iTunes. Go to the show notes and you can click on the Pinterest button and look at our channel and a board there for VDomain Hosting, Inc. There's a Reddit link. There's Twitter. There's Facebook. There's a subscribe button for Fire Talk where we record this show. And on that note, you know, like I say, VDomain Hosting, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. A little shameless plug there. Anyway, you have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today. It's a wrap.